come through when we go to Melbourne.
Oh.
You're getting all ready, Timothy.
Yeah, of course I am.
You're going to tease them a bit.
Yeah, of course I am.
Is Jack still around?
Yes, of course he is.
Because he hasn't been through for ages.
You want to speak to him?
Yeah, bring Jack through, because Victor and Wendy have never spoken.
No, we've never met Jack.
I'll bring him through.
The big hand.
Jack.
Oh, he's got a big hand. Lovely bloke.
Hi, Jack. Good evening.
Hi, Jack.
Good evening, one and all.
Hello, Jack.
Hey.
Thanks for coming.
It's my pleasure. And how are you all doing?
Pretty good.
Yes.
Lovely.
Well, as well as could be expected from someone that's been dead for a fair old amount of years. No, I'm only pulling your leg, my love. Yes, I'm all right.
Victor's a good, Jack's a good man for answering questions in a very straightforward, basic way.
Yes, what you see is what you get, or what you hear is what you get, should I say.
Yeah.
So you're this Shamit fella that I hear them talking about then?
Victor.
Yeah.
Please, now, is he mutton, Jack?
Okay, Jack.
He's getting on a bit.
Yes, I'm here, I'm listening to everything, Jack.
Yes, I just said, so you're the Zamit fella they keep talking about, are ya?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, of course. Nelly's caused a bit of a stir, I can tell ya.
Who talks about Zamit?
Well, Conan Doyle fella, that Conan Doyle fella, he was talking about ya.
Yeah.
And of course his nymphs were speaking about ya.
Yeah.
And various other people that are quite interested in what you're getting up to for some reason. So what is it you do then?
Well, I try to help a lot of people, showing them that the afterlife exists. Because the crowd I move around with, they just, many of them just don't believe the afterlife exists.
Well, I'm telling the bubble old thing.
Yeah, what he does, Jack, we've got a thing called the internet. Now,
yes.
You know what it is, do you?
Well, it's some form of communication.
That's right. Well, people are on it all around the world, hundreds and hundreds of millions.
Where do they manage it?
Well, it's all done electronically, but everybody tunes in. So you can get through to hundreds of millions of people at once.
Well, that sounds interesting, I must say.
Well, your voice will go out on this tonight.
Tonight, that's right.
They'll all hear you tonight.
Well, what, I'll be buggered. Oops, I better not say that.
Oh, no,
that's okay. That's because it's natural, and that's what people want to hear. Victor and Wendy will put all this voice in communication coming through tonight will go on the internet, and that will be heard by anybody in the world who cares to access the site and listen to it.
Well,
that's what's different.
Maybe I should say something then, shall I?
Say something profound.
What's your message, Jack?
Say something profound.
Yeah. Oh, no.
What's it to your friend?
Do something profound. You can't die for the life of you. There you go. No, I'm not really one of these people who a great one with words. But I can tell you is that, if life didn't exist after death, I must be a bleeding figment of your imagination.
Is there someone on earth you'd like to give him or her a message, Jack?
Oh, no, my lord, long gone.
Oh, have they?
Oh, yes, long gone years back.
Oh, right.
Okay.
No, I just come in here and come through and speak because, well, I was friends with young Timothy, you see. Oh. So that's how come I come to be here.
Oh, right, that's right. You helped Timothy over, didn't you?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, you got it, my love. You've got it. Yes.
So what message would you give to people who are afraid of death, Jack?
Well, there's nothing to be afraid of, is there? You're going to go there one day, sooner or later, aren't you? So what's the point in worrying about something that's going to happen anyway?
That's right.
It's going to happen, isn't it?
That's right.
So, why worry about it? You could be sitting there worrying for the rest of your earthly days.
Yeah.
But you don't know how long you're going to be here, do you?
Mm.
So why worry? I don't know. All these people worrying over nothing.
I think people worry more about the way they're going to die, maybe, Jack.
Well, lots of the time people don't even remember or recollect it.
Mm.
You You know, people have got selective memories, don't you? Mm. Some people prefer to have selective memories about how they die as well.
Mm. So when you've gone over, then you forget how you die, that's what you're saying?
Well, some people do, yes, some people prefer to. Yeah, I knew a fella over here I'd become acquainted with some time back, and he passed on the WC with an heart attack. Yeah, he ain't going to come through and say, I passed on the old WC, did I, man? So he says he passed peacefully in his bed. There you go.
Is that a good friend, Jack?
Well, yes, she's an acquaintance, shall we say. Yes. We have a similar interest.
What are your interests, Jack?
Well, I still don't. Pride in my gardening, I do. Vegetable gardener I am, I have been all my life, and I don't see why I can't pass it over to the spirit world. I should give up saying I enjoy so much.
Can you tell us about gardening in the spirit world?
Well, there's not much difference to gardening on the earth, to be quite honest, my love. It's very similar.
But can you eat what you grow?
Well, if you so wish to do, you can.
You can?
Yes, if you want to. Oh. Yes, you can do an array of things. But obviously, as you move up the vibrations, you don't necessarily need to.
Can you encourage the plants to grow? You know, in other words, you mentally manipulate their growth.
David, my old mate, I think I said to you once before, I've got green fingers.
Ah, yeah, right.
You see, so, oh yes. Well, it's like anything. Everything's got a vibration, you see.
Yeah.
And if you treat it kindly, it responds to that vibration. Yeah. Like that bird you and young David helped the other day.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yes. That was a goner, I can tell you.
Yeah, it did look a bit... Yes.
That was coming over to us as sure could be. But with your love and the healing vibration you both gave, you perked it up a bit. You give it a second wind.
And his partner was well pleased, wasn't
he? Oh, yes. Yes. Well, these little things like that that make the difference, you know.
Yeah, we know that.
So quick, people ought to judge each other and they don't see the little niceties that people do for other people. It's all right having lip service, isn't it? But it's actual service and it's actually kindness that makes a difference. I'll tell you something, David, my old mate. There's not many bleeding people that could do what you've done to that bird, I'll tell you.
No, well, I don't know. I mean, I just picked it up and stroked it and prayed for it. And baby came out after and we both then gave it some healing.
Yes, you said you paid for it, didn't you? I think I'll call you Dr. David Doolittle if you can. Now I hear that Vic here wants some female with a fine voice to come through, don't he?
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, patience, my old mate, and I'll do it as I always do. Not me personally. Well, of course, I ain't a female with a foreign voice, but there are some that will come through.
That's lovely, Jay.
What happened to our mate Gandhi then? When's he going to come back and give a speech to the world?
Yes, well, you see, he's going to come through and speak some of that foreign language as well.
Ah,
in Hindi, yes, in Hindi.
Yes.
Gandhi speaks a few languages.
Doesn't he? Now? I don't believe no.
Oh, well, I'm guessing he does.
So, when he comes through here, he announces a arrival in the, whatever you just said, that Hindu, whatever
Hindi.
It's called.
Hindi.
Yes.
Hindi.
And then he bring a profound message to the world, a bit like I've done tonight. Or is that a profanity?
No, that's fine, Jack.
There's been a few profanities in amongst
the old. Oh, yes, of course, yes. Oh, they ain't changing for no one, I
know. No, they colour the world.
Yes, they take me or leave me. If they don't want to take me, then they can just leave me.
That's it.
So, Jack, what can I ask what you are doing to raise your vibration apart from gardening?
Well, to be quite honest, I ain't doing nothing.
Okay.
Why would I want to raise my vibration? I'm quite happy as I am.
God, no reason why you should. It was just a question.
What sort of questions that is?
Everybody thinks that people want to progress all the time. If you're happy where you are, you might as well stay there until you get unhappy and bored and then want to do something else.
Yes. Well, I'll stay there for eternity then.
I don't think you will. You'll need change at some point.
You'll move on to later on. Yeah.
Yeah,